Samba-sama-sama.
Bakya-sama.
Bakya-sama.
Oya.
Oya? Oya?
Oya.
Oya.
Samba-tsini yote. Samba-tsini yote. Samba-tsini yote. Pacha
嗯, now this is a definition of the third way, how the beings wander in the sacred existence. So that is Pakcha Sumki, is by the power of three, by the three Pakcha, habitual tendencies or habitual pattern, whatever you call it. That is the habitual tendencies of the object, subject and object, and one's own body. Name is the object, turn is the subject here in this case. Lu is the body. Nangwa means the appearances. Suliji korwa means the way, in that way the beings wander in sacred existence.
Chazong. Da pakya som je ne don lus na me tsor je korba ina korto som ba de imbe cha korto som ba de ina pakya som je ne don lus na me tsor je korto imbe cha
nela yul ton turn la yul jen ta ko jin le
a
ne ta nela yul ton sa cha cha turn la sem yul jen ta ko jin le
ne se je te ser je yor Ne, no, then you did. Don't lose. Carasso, no, then you did. Lute, Lurava. Don't then dig up the same cocoa.
So, revolving in the manner of the appearances as an external world, mind and bodies, by way of the three predispositions or habitual tendencies, is necessarily the third way of revolving in cyclic existence. And the third way of revolving in cyclic existence is necessarily revolving by the manner of the appearances as external objects, mind and bodies, by way of the three predispositions or habitual tendencies.
Moya. Tan dona pachasom jin korto de karere sena kunje la ne ta sem da luso je pa kya thoma me pa ne ye pa le tin de tene intro kare.
And since from the beginning less the three kind of habitual tendencies or habits, you could say, has been kept or has been recorded by Kunshi or in the Kunshi, in the Alevi. So then when this manifest, then we wander in cyclic existence.
Penang asan semo malan de turpa kapsa yan nimo ne tan lu tan sem je pakya ye bala tin de tin semo malan tan de ne tan lu tan sem som je na wat ya
for example in the daytime also we have habitual tendencies of subject object and one's own body in the daytime life, so because of that habit in the dream also we see or we perceive these three things.
Pakyasom yape. Ne tam. Ne lu samsom de pakya yape. Tuna nam som jongde. Tuna namba som jongan jote. Ne lu samsom de tuna jongde. Yurdon lu. Yor tam. Ton sam tam lu. Yurdon lu. No jing jikten zukso yunga tam. No te yor. No jing jikten zukso yor nga tam. Nam chi cho je tam, tele tembe, getan tekpele. Bro drog zog tam teye sabzi le. Tene lun dro, drova rek drog zog tam, zog teye sabzi je le tam. Tele zungzen tele nyumong chi. Bro drog zog tam teye sabase pe le tele, tele zungzen. Sazi tele zungzen. Zungzen tele, tele nyumong chi. Tele tonda me ben go wato. Tele tene toma dan tama me ben go wane to bare es. Oya.
Tengi le in the same text se dhu. Dorna it se in the root text that in brief, kunshir bhaja sum ja pe, this pe, this pe or this size, instrumental particle. Or because you should say, you can translate because is, the bhaja sum, three kind of tendencies or habits or habitual tendencies. Japa means kept literally, maybe recorded, have been recorded or have been produced. I don't know. Kunjir means in the Alevijana, in the old base consciousness. Trunang sumjung, as a result, Trunang sumjung. Trunang namsum. Three kinds of nam, he has a kind, you could say. Namsum is three kinds of illusory appearance, tulnang, illusory appearances. Jung means came into existence. Te means that is, means these three illusory appearances are the yu, tun, lu. The yu is the object, tun means the subject in this case, that is the consciousness. And lu means the one's own body in particular. So because of these three, so then means the container world, the world and the environment, which is named as a container, the three mortal container world, the mortal container world, that's with subject to destruction and death, such as form, etc. Zukso, such as form, etc. Zukso yulma, means five objects, five objects such as form, etc., which constitute the mortal container world. Comes in manifest, you could say, it's understood, this verb is not here. And namshe choge. And then, because of that, namshe choge, the eightfold, you say eightfold, a group of eight, I don't know, eightfold consciousnesses. Then, because of that, gedang dikpile, the wholesome and unwholesome deeds or activities. Then, because of that, dodu zogdang. Then, Doatu, the form of six different kind of beings, and Tei Chajele, Tei means their, Chajele means their activities, or their actions or activities, their deeds, whatever you call it, manifestas. Tele Zungzin, from this or because of that, then Zungzin means subject and object again. Zungwa means the object, Zungwa means perceived. Zinban is perceiving, the one who perceives and that which is perceived, then the subject and object manifest. And tele means from this, nyomong ke, and then the kleshas, the sufferings arises. Tele tongta may be called, sufferings arises. Tele tongta may be called by that, by this power, or because of these kleshas. Tongta may be kruatu. Kruwa may be samsara. Tongta Mepa, which is beginningless and endless, to me is created or is comes into existence. Jesus, Michelo.
Hello.
This one is in a past time. Actually, it is a past time. Can be the existence of formed tupans.
Tande, Dordona, Kovande, Kovantranande, Kandes, Somare Sana, Kungela Pakal, Som Japan, Tranamba, Som Somare.
In brief, one wonders in how. One wonders in this cycle existence, or you could say how the cycle existence came into existence or manifest. So that the answer is that because of the three habitual tendencies or habitual pattern which have been recorded or kept by the Alevigan or in the Alevigan.
No, so to know some the caress and you don't lose some, you're the same, do some.
So these three illusory appearances are the illusory appearance of the object and the subject and the one's own body.
Then you don't lose on the career center, that one is
Jeva.
You don't lose on the one,
one's own body in the sense of the body. Which is mentioned in detail now.
Kosur Yepen Zeni Ude Kosur Yepate Apar Ramzong Dodi Yeparava Kosur Yepen Zeni Ude Sendi Hidang Tsarsom Moma Yipa Wangi Korwan Korwan Kosur Yepen Zeni Beserte Sendi Hitemi Dangami Sanato Provason Hidang Tsarsom de Moma Yipa Wangi Korwason Mato He then starts on the moon, he not any? Kovan Jungumar and Kovan Gan. Why?
So now the fourth way how the beings wander in the cycle of existence, or the, how the samsara came into existence, according to the, from the point of view of he said that semi kishi dang tsa sum wo ma shi be wang ko ha means wo ma shi be wang ki we go back from here yes wang ki is by the power or because of or due to whatever you call it ma shi be means not knowing. Ngomashebe, so not knowing or not recognizing what is that? The three things, the three aspects of the mind, Senichi, the three things, that is the semni ki shi, semni ki dang and sal, like that. The nature of the mind, which is the nature of the mind, or first I said, the nature of the mind, and the dang means the light of the mind, you could say, the light rays or light.
Mm-hmm.
The light is the light of the mind, and tsal means the skill of the mind. So the nature of the mind, but to say that she unborn. Dang, the light of the mind is unceasing manifestation. Unceasing tsal is a tsal the kar songsong tsal dang ka kwan na tsal.
He dang tsal.
The skill is the various manifestation. Means I think Sal sometimes translates as spontaneous also, no? Spontaneous manifestation. Yeah.
Okay.
This is now spontaneous manifestation.
Yeah.
Which says it's various manifestations. Yes. Creative. So due to not knowing this, then korva korva, the beings, korva korva, the beings wander in the cycle existence, is the definition of the fourth way of wandering in the way the beings wander in the cycle existence.
Sini di Kidan Tarso, Moma, Hippe, Wang and Cover, Covaino, Cosor Gebat in Beta. Cosor Gebat in Inna, Sini di Kidan Tarso, Moma, Hippe, Wang and Cover in Beta. Nidia. Oh, yeah.
Which is Sandy Dunk and Tell Sabahakomaso. Dunk had it, talk had it.
Dandela tose calicabore. She said to the same genelo, Kiva me, but Tuba me pechaner. Dan said to the Sarchali Yagwe. Sarchali Yagwe. He said to the Tonjalia, Dan said to the Sarchalia. Inayan, Munes and Sadong de Moye me barava. Tsar said to the same Natsopa. Natso Jarvichan. Semna. Semna now and not so hergoire, same talk by chick, jis a chick, not so chicky, you know. Ten rawit and the yam.
The sauce
and Namshe true, Rubet. Namshe true, Marie. Namton rawitina, Namtoti, Gapa me pechicky, you know. Gapa me basar sansa, rawitigy. That so when young younger chick. Saja chamber to the Sulorawa, Namjunga Tiki go here. Rumbar Mutti soon.
So I was asking about this.
Tandanga to do this. Right.
So I was asking about these three qualities of the mind, Shi, Dang, and Tsao. And really, she said that Shi mainly refers to the emptiness of the mind. The Dong mainly refers to the luminous, clear quality of the mind. And although you posit those two separately, in fact, in terms of their entity or nature, they are indivisible and inseparable. And the Zhao refers to the various manifestations, as Dembala said. It's just
unreal.
Play of the mind.
Not manifestations, sorry. Some they translate it as a play, I don't know.
Yeah, Jeffrey sometimes says like potencies of the mind.
Pardon?
Potency of the mind, since there's various capacities and things. But it's not something I understand about what you said. It's refers specifically to Mahamudra teachings, and yeah. Most Sodom and Trungpa Rinpoche has talked about this at some point. But anyway, I'm not going to. I won't hold this up anymore. So, cycling in cyclic existence by the power of not recognizing the three, the nature, the luminosity,
the radiance.
Mm. and the play of the mind is necessarily the fourth way of evolving in cyclic existence. The fourth way of evolving in cyclic existence is necessarily revolving in cyclic existence by the power of now recognizing the three, the nature, the radiance, and the play.
Teniki by the same, that means by the same teacher, that is the third Kamapa.
Jone Samona don't you take him? Jone Corbe Joda Carasana, Jone Semi Tomila, Semi Sija the same Genelore, Semi Toma than Tama Meba. Jache so long, Majita, Jache, but so long, Majitang, same day, same Genelope. Majitang, Semi Ting. Mo tong lang yin sa mo tong ba lang yin sarwa na ba kami jayan cha na ba gakpa may ba jayan charwa ta sem se jay tanga so gakpa may ba charwa tanga so niyong yung tini dukung tuwa sem na nam to manda ba kase ji jin na yung mama nam to kase mang na ga de yam tuwa yung ma jayan tuwa suwo ten ra wi ten mi sam mo jay tango jayan cha teni rang rang ma re se te ta wo mo tong yin rang yin sarwa Nabangagba may pa the rang ng hobo rang ng barik pares. Di ba ko kawa ko?
So the cause, yunim is the cause of the samsara, is the semi thoma meva dachana. Then yunim semi thoma meva dachye chomo meche ka. Yunim semi thoma meva. The cause of the samsara is the mind. Which has no beginning, means the, which has no beginning, which is beginningless. La, the la is and yache cholong machi, machi means which doesn't have, in this case, shiva means to be and to have both, huh? The verb to be and to have could be. Here I think you can translate both ways, which doesn't have or which, I think it's, yeah, in the sense of to have is. Yes. Which doesn't have, jiang means neither, jia che means a limit, or a limit, yes, or no choklung means a, how we translate dimension, yes. Chok means normally direction, eh?
Mm-hmm.
East,
mm-hmm.
West, which has not fallen, I mean to fall into a direction means to have a direction, which may be dimension, you say? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which doesn't have. Ngo tong la rang xin san. Its essence is emptiness. Lam is and. Rang xin san means its nature. Its essence is emptiness. And it's a characteristic, I don't know, or nature. Salwa means luminosity or clarity or radiance, I don't know how it does. Salwa. It's the aspect means the way it manifests, that means number means the aspect, means the form that it takes is ngame, is unceasing, which says that our thought is unceasing. We are always conscious of something all the time, you know, unceasing. And chiryang char means ngame, which clarify what ngame means, what unceasing means, which makes more clear this word chiryang char by the following verb, yes. Chiryang means, char means manifest. Chiryang means as anything, yes. You see, as anything, yes. Means it manifests in everything, as everything. It manifests as everything, that's why it is unceasing. So, tenyi rang ki rang marit. Tenyi means this very, rang ki rang marit. One did not recognize by oneself. One did not recognize oneself, yes. this one didn't recognize this very by oneself or because of oneself. You should go at the end. The cause of the samsara is then by not knowing, yes. By not knowing oneself, this very fact, this very reality. What is that? Then you go back. The mind which is beginningless and limitless and without dimension, and the essence of which is emptiness, and the nature of which is clarity or luminosity, or and it's the form which takes is unceasing, which manifests in everything.
Gamma and Jun, when you say ceaseless, it sounds like Jun Chen Mepa. Pardon, Jun Chen Mepa, yes. Jun Chen Mepa, Jun Chen Mepa, Dawrwa. Gamma is the thing, Gapa Mepa. Manga, but it's the pen on that page, Yan Melon, Zuni, Hand, the Rizitin, Mama, Mama, Zuni, Chagre, Mama mama te yoma yoma ko kagmaro gakpa me pa tenda wo ko ju me dao
mo ji singa pa me ba we can say also
mama yoma ko ma ka pa
an obstacle in that case yes.
Ko ma ka pa
the first instance of the appearance of the object does not obstruct for the second instant the object of second instant to arise yes.
In
Mahāti tradition, this very term is also known by other terms, such as compassion. Compassion is play, which we translate as a play. Also called compassion.
It was too small.
Dzogchen je lola ngor rangin tukje som
sevre. In Dzogchen tradition, they say the essence, the nature, and the skill. Yes. Oh, so and the compassion. Yes. The corresponding word according to Kamapa, third Kamapa is say is almost the same. You see the nature, the radiance. And the play of
Tsar. Right. Then there's a so what I'm saying. Sakin, Zokin, Chukere, Nyamyong, Tini, Kogore, Tumbaramachi, Mamason, Yavata, Rejere. This is Tini. This is Chagyan, Yavore.
So this, which says doctrine's term, which term, yes, and this we have to, which are experienced through meditation, yes. So Rumbach said, Tumba Rumbachi must have. Introduced many different words which express this state, three states of the mind. So these words are very difficult to understand unless we really experience them by meditation.
Yeah.
So now the 55th point, how the way the samsara manifest Dzogchen Jindro in accordance with the tradition of Mahāti. How both samsara and nirvana manifest according to the tradition of Mahāti. And it says that Shile Shinang Hundup Goji Jindro. Shile Shinang and from the base, the base appears, as literally, as Rinpoche will explain, in which way, Tuntup Goji Gichulto means, in eightfold ways, which are spontaneous, Tuntup.
That's one.
Chapter. You know chapter.
Konde ni boden di kapso korben seni se ya yo mare de mya ye de konde de nama tu che de kapso de wo zo jin lo ji di korben tro ka tan se na ya kale ka bo ji re
so this is according to Dzogchen tradition it's quite uneasy yes it's not very easy to present only samsara how it manifests because according to Dzogchen tradition both samsara and nirvana manifest simultaneously. That results to the samsara and nirvana both manifest things. And the way they manifest is that Dundup Goje means eight spontaneous door means spontaneous ways. Door means a way, I think, in this sense.
This and the Gabs and Condage and now I had sorry, Madame Corbin, now I had sorry, Kazan Latinia.
So, therefore, here in this context, it describes how samsara and nirvana manifest, but not only samsara.
All right. Lindrup Gojete, Tugje, Wuta, Yehi, Kodan, Tigete, Tugje, Wu, Yehi, Koyet.
So, the first four doors are the manifestation as a compassion, second one manifestation as a radiance or light, I don't know, radiance is better. Light.
Wo tari kharwa, yehi tari kharwa, ko tari kharwa.
Yehi is, knowledge, the supreme knowledge. And fourth one is like the body, as the body, means the Buddha.
Ko tari kharwa. Sanje ji komari, chirtan ko tari kharwa.
Chirtan ko tari.
Ko tari kharwa.
Ko di di kapsu tari kharwa.
Te nga chi zhukwa de kwan rao ji mudu gaya.
Body. It's
honorable
word,
Kaya
says, manifestation
okay.
Of Kaya. Everything is Kaya.
Natsu de Madabanando yere mata, Madabanando mina korevati. Nando yere. Kotarikavati. Rere. Malam de naman rawari manesana, kondavati kare.
Who has a natural? The sixth one is the manifestation as a non-dual. As a non-dual. The sixth one is the territory, means free from any limits, limit or dimension.
For
example, when we reflect upon a dream, if one recognizes that one is a dreaming, so then one will realize that the way the dream manifests is non-dual. There is no subject and object. It manifests as the limit, without any dimension, without any limit. So, for example, when we recognize it, when we dream a snake in the dream, so both snake and the one who perceive the snake are indifferentiated or inseparable, or not, they are not two things. And so they manifest also in the same way as non-dual.
Thadur tarikhava se jute mala je dorte ye paya mare me paya me bache ya me paya mare ye me jen thada travata vi so ji hago yore mala ngo hina
the way the snake manifests as free from because it is free from any of the four limits, you know. It's neither existent nor non-existent, neither it is both or nor it is something beyond that too.
Tene dumba resuma mada patar kharwa tak patar kharwa
no to da dumba dumba ge patar
re
maya manifest as impure and manifest as pure
mada patar kharwa mada patar kharwe ninge manga par tak patar kharwe yehi yehi manga pa yehi jinjo ko manga pa mada patani khaya min ninge ge ge marwa Mada padar kharve ningin mangapa. Tak padar kharve tene yehi mangapa se.
So,
tava yeda. Mada
padar
gogi. Gogre ya. Mada ba mashana jo ningin gande zi. Tene ningin gando. Mada padar mashana ningin gando. Tak padar mashana yehi gando. Tak padar mada. Yeah.
So, since things manifest as impure, so the compassion is unceasing. The unceasing state of compassion takes place, and since the phenomena manifest as impure, so the tapa yishiro, yes.
Tapa yishiro joko manga ba.
No, so the knowledge.
Tupi maze.
the supreme knowledge manifests as unceasing. Unceasing. Yes.
Takpa.
Oh yeah, pure. Yeah, pure.
Takpa mare.
Which is pure, yes.
Mada padar kharve ninge manga kama dawa. Takpa padar kharve yehi manga.
Since manifest is pure, sorry. Pure, yes. Yishe manifest.
Next one. Okay. Chena chai lo da din. Kuran ga su se na chena manga chai lo. Ga bie de chai lo.
Mare le pache tang.
Mame. Ne la da la.
Tunke e ye shi ku tar shala. Ni me ta tul ma da pa ta pa tar shala.
Oh yeah. That is a jolly. Daniele, that day the Zokinje Lola, so Jimmy said the Cordage and now to Jay the Havarata.
So, therefore, according to the tradition of Dzogchen Pa, both Samsara and Nirvana manifest simultaneously.
That's why you have to do the Zokin Lola.
So the way both samsara and nirvana manifest simultaneously is explained in great extensive way in Dzogchen.
Dzogchen Sanzo and the Dzogchen Jintoso Jekab Zanzo Jekhe Hira Yore.
In Shesha Zanzo also it has been explained in great detail.
Dzogchen Le Dzogchen Le Dzogchen Le ti hizan zo te te zo khin jin chot chot du dor du no song yo ba ya bu yo sare
so would you say that since the explanation given in Shizadzu is the brief explanation of Dzogchen, you know, according to Dzogchen.
Tenile se je da hibzan zolerinde yele yena no ro go je ya ki son bese ya
nidis
ha ya son sava ta yele yena no ro go je ki sava ta son sava
jile shina no ro go je jile shina
no ma ten de ha
from the primordial base the other bases appears or manifest and through eight different ways as spontaneously.
He's on the same. Oh, yeah.
What about eight? Yeah. What about the last two?
There was a little confusion. The fifth
oh, okay.
The sixth is Tacha.
Yeah.
And then the seventh is the Madhapada.
Sounds one.
Yeah.
So Rinpoche said that as far as these the five different ways, the way is the beings are wandering in the cyclic existence, or how the cyclic the samsara came into existence. Each topic, he would say that if you spend one session, then that will be more. We can have more extensive explanation and deeper as well.
Sounds true.
Kharzom korva chetar doba tsor yote, korva chetar doba amgakpa tsor yote, juye tsawa marekpam, ne lok ju ton tamba denpa ngoma hipa ngakpa tender chuni po, remjen gati hiva nyanginin deba tuba serte, tenile hizan zole, tender lukdo Jujin pok dem nantruze tarbanjo la rab do jo ki sun basero. Oh yeah.
Sharjung, I don't know how to translate.
In addition?
Supplementary.
No. In addition, supplementary, same.
Yeah.
Sharjung is by the way, you say?
Yeah, by the way.
By the way. It's not main topic, that means.
Mm-hmm.
In that context, you talk that was.
Traffic.
By the way, there is the way and how the samsara is ceased, dokpa normally, reversed. How you make the samsara upside down? So that's it. Themis that is Yui Tsawa Maripam Niluki to Womashevan Gape, Yui Tsawa Maripam Niluki to Womashevan Gape, Gape, which we begin from the Gape by ceasing or by stopping or by ceasing, yes. What's called Yui Tsawa, that means the very basic, the root, the basic cause, or the very Yui Tsawa, the root of the cause, that is Maripam, ignorance. Ham means all, which is ignorance, or Nilukitengo Mashiva, which is not knowing the way the things are, the way the phenomena are, the way the phenomena is, sorry. Okay? Then, by this, by ceasing this, all the 12 nidanas, all the 12 interdependent link, gagni ceases progressively. And shite, having ceased them, shiva nyangale deva, one nirvana, the ultimate peace, is achieved. Peace or the nirvana is achieved. And it is mentioned in the same text that tendril lukdo yujen phukdim na tendril lukdo, when all the interdependent links are lukdo, is reversed. And then yujen phukdim, yudang ji, both cause and the conditions. Phuk means, how say, the roof, you could say. The roof of the cause and the condition are collapsed. And then in that time, tulse, all the illusions or confusion will be exhausted, will finish. And tarba cholna bija, then one perfectly engaged in the liberation, in this supreme liberation.
Ta tendan dor dona korba tsaba marek pangakpe marek pale sume korba gandores.
So, in Guru Rinpoche says that and once the ignorance, which is the root of the samsara, is ceased, then all the other nidanas, the interdependent links, which are the consequences of the ignorance, are also ceased. And then, because of that, the samsara ceases, because the cause of the samsara is the 12 nidanas.
Moyam, kisong basara. Tanya pa repa tsogar sepa nama, yukpa deva se gadup so chikta sava tere. Sava la. Moyam.
So now the second point is that it's a negating and affirming, yes. The system in which one negates, negation and affirmation, are asserted to those who wish to emphasize on the mainly on the reasoning, yes.
Par so jilamba do chu jitabe tene tema kapso ne chu ji seba pola tene gado mambu yare.
So both Dharmakirti and the Dignanga criticize in their science of reasoning or in their valid cognition, you say. And criticize that the Ishwara is not the creator of the world or the samsara.
And then some wonder what they say. No, you want so so to say, but you know, Kajinare. So no, Jin Jin, the Nan, you just seem to the one so so say, but you say, but you know, no, you children, so no, Jin Jin, the Nan, you just seem to know, children. Wam so so, sepa po, namji sepa mai batar. Wam so takwa ina, sava me bakanje. Wam so takwa ina, then sava, nuji sepa sava me bakanje. Wam so matapa ina, ina, rana yan sepa po yinku beseso, oteje, yonke bonamne, he batar, repel lamden yorza.
So then in this context, if somebody says that, Kajignare, someone says that, Nuju Wangju Sogi Chava Inushina, if someone says that Nu and Chu, the both environment and the beings are Cheva means created by the Ishwara, etc. By the Ishwara, etc. Ishwara, the Wangju is literally a supreme power, you could translate. Wang Chu means the great power, that is the literal meaning of the word Ishwara. You know, Shana, if one says like that, they don't know Chu, the given both environment and the beings, Wang Chu is not are not created by Ishwara, etc. Because Wang Chu Takwa Yina, if Ishwara is permanent, then Jawa Mepa Kanji, he cannot function. He cannot perform any action, yes, because he is permanent. And Wang Chu Midawa Yina, if Ishwara is impermanent, then Rangla Yang Cheba Shen Gubichan. He also needs someone who created him. Etc. Usiki Shung Chimbo Namle, Shepatar, Rigpe Lakhtang Yavarajo. Thus, as it is mentioned, as it is explained, yes, Shungchibo Namle, Nam is Sarana Nam Masana. In the great philosophical texts of Madhyamika and Pramana, Samas Pramana, yes, one should create a great wave of reasoning or reason, yes. Yowarcho, lapting yowarcho. Literally,
one
should one should set the wave, great waves of reasoning in how say in motion, in motion, yes.
Oh yeah. And then that's about Paula Gardner. The two women young, that same young, young man, but you wrote that in the also.
So in Sri Rinpoche says that both in the Madhyamika text and the Pramana, in the Pramana text, there are a lot of criticism or negation.
Dene gado te ate kake gende le himare re pa kongde na mambo do go do wa. Le pa mambo go go.
So for this one need to apply many reasons, yes. Not only one or two reasons, it's not enough.
Le pa chek nye lam san de ke yomare. Yang ga ke gne chu le le Soma mayinte, jome ba rangin chi soma serhe na, tundu lamna, nu chu chu chin, jome ili soma mayin ba tar. Jome gu na tado yo pa, miyang na tado me bar tarba se tang. Jikten pe, devu che to ju yun dung gu se pa la yang, gu ba me bar tarba so, regret over sao.
So then, again, if someone says that, both environment and the beings do not arise from the action or from the karma, because everything manifests naturally without any cause. If one says like that, then the given both environment and the beings, Yumele Choma Yimbata is not that which did not arise from without cause, because Yumi Gona, if the cause is not necessary, then Ta to Yopam, either it should be permanent, which exists permanently, or Yang Ta to Mepa, or it should necessarily become non-existent completely, Tao to Mepa. And Jigdem in the Vichy to Gyun Dongo Chavala and Gomelotam. So then, the worldly people, in order to obtain a fruit, the worldly people, Dongo Chava, organizes the cause, no, I say. Accumulate the causes. How are you saying?
Gathering.
They gather the causes in order to produce a fruit. Also have no any meaning. Goba mepartham. It has no meaning then. So etc. Rigveda Dumachan, etc. That's one should affirm with the various reasons.
Then the Jomina. Jumila Soma in a Jumukubisana young, not tad the year, but a young, not tad the may, but there are so Junju here of Levil Songerva.
If
tad the year, bam, young, not tad the may, but your water, Jumukubis, Jokayan Maguna, young, not tad the year, but Tara, young, not tad the may, but Tara Tara. Junjuble.
And it's mentioned in explained in Bodhisattva that and how, if the things manifest without any cause, so then it should be permanent or it should be non-existent.
Tene oma jokpa le dava trape tene jume le sonan jikti pe deva lotho jume che do samunta bezo sepa layan tome par tarva tarva tamare.
So also it is explained in Madhyamika also by Chandrakirti, they are saying that if something arises without any cause, any condition, then the farmers, worldly people, such as like a farmer, also to gather, yes, gathering, yes, the seeds and so on, and efforts to cultivate the crops, and also has no meaning because they are the causes. It should come by itself without any effort, without seed.
Tarwa teso yan tarwa chek lam san tene ne ze den ro to ma re rembe 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 ro go yor ba ta chek jang ni chek to as be ro go yor
concerning the fling to fling the article the consequences on the other only one type of fling way of flinging has flinging the consequences on the other cannot stop the other's wrong idea. But you have to apply, you have to, different ways, you have to apply a different method for that.
Tether mada lenyo na zo tang taba suena yehi tsuni jang. Nelo kila yene madro kada tuta yin sung arso. Kondu kepa tetar mada mada leda nyu momba na zobatang. Leda nyu momba na zobatang. Taba su takpa nawa sunam de yishi sunam de to de yishi de to ni jang. Ome lokta de sena nelo kila. Yini madro be nelo ton tambe hilogam nelo hiam ton tambe yini madro be umelo la tan colo pipe gondo sena yini madro brava nelo hila yini madro be tisena kada tuda yinso narso kada tuba the travi yinso tene narso gokutos ya
darme pa now is it's conclusion is kind of tetara mata lenyu naso das all the impurity things such as the karma the klesha and das yes different this naso is different kind of impurities such as the karma and the kleshas and the takpa, the pure things such as the two accumulation, the twofold of accumulation, that is the swanam and ishe, the merit and the wisdom or knowledge, yes. Nijang is this both. Also, nelu shila yene madrupe. Nelu shila yene madrupe means yene madrupe means a never existent, never have never been true existence. Shila means as a nature. Nelu means also the way they are, in the way that they are, or as their nature, they have never been true existence from the very beginning. Pe, therefore, this sa you can translate, therefore, kada tuta yinsu also means one should rest in the expanse of the kada, in the primordial purity, which is tuta, which is a simplicity or free from conceptual fabrications.
Tan tona na to ge jol ta ke ta ma ti thar thok na ka da tu da ji yin so nga so wa ka da tu da ji yin so le go gre s ka da tu da ji yin so nga so go gre s kar sa na tan da ma da pe le nyu na to ba ta ta ba so na yi so ni te da ton ta ba ma ro pe se na then kata tuta yin sung arso marbe
so and say that one should rest in the expanse of, or in the spaciousness of the primordial purity which is free from any mental or conceptual fabrication because both the pure such as the true accumulation and the things, the karma and the klesha, are not inherently not true existence.
Dona ta konde je nama te da kunzob tu ju jin te de tso sa je nama re dhon tamba tu ban ta tam je ta.
So in brief, all the phenomena, both samsara and nirvana, in the relative level or in conventionally, they manifest because of the presence of cause and the conditions, and in reality they have no true existence or they are not entity. Thus, it is Jugdhuba house conclusion.
Mm-hmm.
Thus, it is concluded, yes, by the verses which explain how all the views merge into Madhyamika's view.
Tene kajupe tanda drujuje rekpa vamso namje dupe rekpa te napa te tava umar ne balar. Tavate umala duvire, te dan tuba. Duberipa. Duju jeripu vam so namji, duberipa, la sati na yosunga tuma. Napate tava umane gobi, ta? Duju kajubilo. Tavate umala nego.
According to Cuba tradition, the Buddha said that given.
Bola tava umane betonga basayoa.
Five reasons how. How the view merged into Madhyamikas. So this one is the related with the fifth point. Nama, did you Nama? Related with the fifth point, which explained that how all the views finally merged into the Madhyamikas view.
Tabate repeat dupate tabala tava omar maneba tene demba dropa dravo yona repeat dupa can you
omar never said it.
Tava omar dropa
tava omar never single.
Meripa korang, repa korang and tachi on the tava omar name. Tava omar papa. Tava omar papa, tava omar repeat dropa.
But it says tava omar never means yes, sorry. If one examine. With various reason and logic, I would say that then and finally, yes, yeah, the real view, yes, will be established as the Madhyamika's view, the true view.
The Tanda Hibzanzo Ne Chujana Chuinani Domikarpa Kanda Nami Hingla Chepa Hingla Leva Yerwa Domik Ne Tambula. Ne karpa, ne tambo doemi karpa kanto nami kien tela tanda leva yeye re. Leva yeye tanda deva nabre.
So, So Rinpoche said this chapter is an explanation, brief explanation on the fourth chapter, which deals with the topic in Shejazo, the chapter, Dremi Kalba Khangdo Nami Shing, which explains the chapter which explains the Kalpayas, where the Dremi Kalpa, the Jigten, sorry, the cosmic world where the Kalpa of light manifests.
The leverage of the career sana, Shankan Chir Temba, Tepa Chambu Lodar Jopal,
also, the first chapter is that the general explanation, the explanation on the field in general, yes, in accordance with the Mahayana tradition.
Alright, Tepa Chambu Lodar Tane, Tandan Jikinja Kam Chakso Tamjikin, the Jajan Bujero,
in the tradition of the Mahayana, the the cosmology is explained in great extensive.
Didn't take up some jigting the can chow so latam. Then to get that lasso but the sanji met up and not so you person but
in which it explained that the way the different systems or the different world is situated in this great space is inconceivable. Their shape, the way they situated.
Then in Jigdin, you can't tell Sanji Majapa Namka, Namka and Tatopa Mapa, Tajin, the Jigdin, Kanga and Tatopa Mapa, somewhere.
As the sky, the space limitless, there's no end. So the world, the cosmic world, or you could say the field, is also limitless. The number of the
not
the number of the world is also limitless.
Right.
So then the second chapter is with the explanation the presentation of the world is or the cosmology. cosmology in accordance with the Hinayana is, which is in common both.
And
the third chapter is the explanation on the cosmology in accordance with the Kala Chakra system or tradition.
Which is exceptional.
So there's quite a lot of difference actually, which is not the same the way in Abhidharma, the cosmology explained, and the way in Kala Chakra it is described is.
When Mohammad Zola wrote the sutra, Kanga, Turkish, Tungol, Dumbo, Tininga,
because in Abhidharma, the Mount Meru is described as being square, but in Kala Chakra as round.
So because
description as round as square, totally self contradictory, totally contradictory. So which means that in reality, it doesn't exist.
When I have been here, chill metal carbon chapa and making him but then a chill marble chapa by saying it. Metal can have a bang with the sabah.
For example, two hippies, when they take drug, you know, maybe the drug is the same drug, but the hallucination or the illusion they see may be two different things. For example, to one person,
metal carbon
chapa, the rain of red flowers, the other one may see.
Marble jabba.
So therefore, the cosmology is also presented according to the concept of the beingness, not from the point of view as they are. So Rinpoche said that the fourth chapter explains the cause and the condition of the causing the condition of the samsara, which create this, which create the world, you know, or the field, in which we have here the cause and the condition, you know, the cause, condition, and the fruit, which is a part of that, the fourth chapter. So the important points were given here, the from the fourth chapter is.
Chimba, when you do that, it ends up on my recording too. I appreciate it.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Gewande jewo sono yije toto sono yije le to tamba gune to
by this merit may all attain.